Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, after the Brussels attacks, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz said that police in this country should monitor and patrol Muslim neighborhoods. Well, New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said Cruz has no idea what the hell he's talking about. Bratton went on to say there are Muslim police guarding presidential candidates. And yesterday on CBS This Morning, Nora O'Donnell asked Ted Cruz this.
How many Muslims are in America?
I don't know the number off the top of my head.
So you're saying that law enforcement should surveil a number of Muslims, and you don't even know how many Muslims are in America?
What I'm saying...
There are 3 million Muslims in America. No. Law enforcement is overwhelmed.
So you're saying we can't defeat radical Islamic
terrorism? We have a chief of police, one of the most respected chiefs of police, who was here earlier, who said there are no Muslim neighborhoods. It's not like Europe. It doesn't exist that way. It's impractical what you're suggesting.
O'Donnell continued to press.
Name one community, one city, where we have a large group of radicalized Muslims.
You have communities. You have communities, for example, in Minnesota. You have communities in Michigan with heavy concentration. And you have incidences of radical imams preaching jihadism.
Let's go now to Dearborn, Michigan. A large community of Muslims and people of Arab descent, including Christian Arabs, live there. We visited on our election road trip, and at that time we spoke with Osama Sublani, the publisher of the Arab American News. He joins us now. Osama, your thoughts when you heard this exchange?
I was just listening to a radical person who is radicalizing Americans. We are facing some serious issues in the world, including ISIS. And what we need serious leaders. And Ted Cruz is not a one.
You know, Nora O'Donnell said there are no Arab communities, and Police Commissioner Bratton said the same thing. It's not like Europe. But in effect, isn't it? Aren't there huge Arab communities where you are in Michigan? Just last month, a 21-year-old from Dearborn Heights was arrested, an ISIS supporter. He'd been talking to an undercover agent. He planned to attack a local church. He had weapons. He said he also felt the urge to cut someone's head off. Ted Cruz could say, see?
Well, we have sick people. And in the Muslim community is no different than in the Christian community or the Jewish community or any other community. We had a guy that going around killing people in Kalamazoo. He killed 6 people and he drives an Uber. And he is not a Muslim. And the guy from the Dearborn Heights, you know, he's still in court. And according to the affidavit, I'm not going to defend them or anything like this, but I can explain to you what I have known, that the guy is suffering from mental illness. Mm. That is for sure.
Look, we loved when we visited you. We went to a beautiful bakery, pastry shop there, thriving community. But what do you say to people who wonder, why is it that we do have these communities that are largely of people of Arab descent? They feel so insular. I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. What would you say?
This is America. America is nations of nations. And nothing is going on in Dearborn other than the great American dream is being realized every day by people who are working very hard to provide to their families. The thing is that we are being terrorized instead of being worked with to fight this animal that's called ISIS.
Well, two thoughts. In the past, we've always had insular immigrant neighborhoods as immigrant populations arrive in this country. But you mentioned how you feel you're not being protected as a community. We remember last year the woman in Chicago who stood up in court. Her children had been recruited by ISIS, and she begged ISIS, leave our children alone. I'm wondering if maybe people in the Arab communities want more help than maybe others do to keep their children safe from recruitment.
Our kids are not being recruited by ISIS, especially in this area, because if you know the politics of the region, most of the people in here are Shia in Dearborn, and they are target of ISIS. So when we hear of ISIS, people in here, they get scared like every other American, you know. The fact is that Muslims overseas are fighting ISIS. They're dying every day to protect their countries and fight the terrorist organization. Now, what we need to do is we need to help them rather than scare them and terrorize them.
Now, you remind us that, yeah, there are divides within the Muslim world, and you, your people, Shia, feel as if they're a target of ISIS as much as anyone would be. Your paper also quoted a community activist named Asha Noor, who said what Cruz is calling for is already happening, that there are federal government programs called Countering Violent Extremism. It's also in Boston, L.A., Minneapolis. Do you welcome that, this idea of law enforcement maybe rooting out, as you said, the mentally unstable people in your neighborhoods?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, like, this is, they don't need my permission to do that. However, it would be nice if they do it with our cooperation. Yeah. In fact, the day before yesterday, we had a big meeting about, you know, what happened in Belgium. And also we talked about whether it will happen here in the United States and what we can do. We are in constant touch with the intelligence agencies and the federal officials in here to counter any kind of radicalizations in our society. But for us to listen to a presidential candidate profiling the entire Muslim community, it is absurd.
Yeah. Osama Siblani, publisher of the Arab American News in Dearborn, Michigan. Osama, thanks as always.
Thank you.